The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Well, a part of Census of Population 2020 was released a few days ago, and it found that amid Singapore's decade of slowest population growth since independence, not only are more Singaporeans staying single, even those who marry are having fewer babies. The nation's sixth census since independence in 1965 also found other key trends set in motion decades ago to have solidified even more now. One, that Singaporeans of all ages and races are better educated than they were 10 years ago. Now, this census, conducted once every 10 years, it is the largest national survey undertaken in Singapore on key characteristics of our population. And this includes data on demographics, social, economic, and employment issues, as well as on housing, transportation, and education. You can find more of the findings from Census of Population 2020, which will be released today. And to tell us more about the potential economic impact this findings can have on Singapore is our good friend Song Seng-Wen, economist at CIMB Private Banking. Good morning,
Seng-Wen. Good morning, team.
It's good nice morning. To hear your voice again. All right, let's talk about
on this. It's a miserable day, yes. It's wet and cold, and we talk about sad news. And let's move on with data on census and population and on this gloomy day.
Yeah, so
speaking
of the gloomy day, it's just going to be a couple of hours. I think it's going to clear off after in the later part of the morning. But anyway, so graying population.
Indeed.
More people staying single, married people having fewer kids. Mm. How's your take on this?
Well, I suppose when we look at all these stats, it's, this is just a number. But I always tell people, look around yourself, ask yourself, let's make it easy. If you're over 30 or under 30. If you're under 30, how many cousins, how many uncles, aunties, or brothers or sisters do you have? If you are over 30, still single, do you have any kids? How many do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Then when I look at myself, I'm 60, you know. But then again, I'm not your typical person because my granddad, my father's side, my granddad had two wives, so he has like a football team of brothers and sisters. But that's not the case these days.
Mm-hmm.
When you look around, you just see a lot more elderly people, older people. Yes, if you look around and look at the queues, sometimes you can't queue up for the BTS meal now when they're launched. what's the big deal? There are so many young kids around, but you know, it's just relative to what you see around you. But from a broader economic standpoint, we can clearly see in terms of the trend, and this is when we dig up the stats in terms of the census every 10 years,
mm-hmm.
but Singapore isn't a big population. I mean, the last count, same stats, 5.7 million people, you know, 3.5 million citizens. And you look at that, as you can see, you know, your uncles and aunties are aging, you are getting older, are you still single, etc. It has implications, obviously, going forward for a tiny city state like Singapore when I will pass on,
mm-hmm.
but I have two kids, and what will happen with them if they stay single and then they pass on? Extinct. So, in the most brutal sense. So, I'll put it another way, the higher risk of Singapore population going extinct than us saying heading towards a 10 million population.
Really?
What's that mean? Yeah. I mean, just looking at the let's say the birth and death, not inside here, the average number of deaths a day in Singapore is about 100.
Mm-hmm.
Number of births, 60.
Okay.
But if there are just more older people, they're just going to be more dying. And if there are less younger people, there will be and less marriage, or whether they do get married or not, there will be also fewer births as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just look at it sensibly, in that case, there is a risk of a population going extinct in a worst case. So what does that mean from economy? It just switch off the lights and, you know, the last person on the sampan just sail off into the sunset. So that's the worst case scenario, you know, further down the road. It may not be that far down if we look at the, you know, I suppose, ratio of population
right.
in terms of those, let's say, under 15 and those over 15, over 65, let's say 15% of population in each of that group. And going forward, there will just be more of the older population and, you know, over time. And not that far down the road, there will just be more older people and coming back with birth and death.
This concept of extinction you brought up is quite worrying, although, I mean, we're looking at it further down the road. More immediate is the economy, the repercussions of having aging population, less people.
Who will
be running, not even running, but who's going to keep the economy going?
Good question. I mean, you and I, we say, yeah, we're just doing our stuff. Well, from a personal
standpoint, we think we're doing our stuff, right?
Yeah,
but then we're not planning ahead.
Exactly. Without realizing that there are just fewer of us doing our stuff over time.
Mm-hmm.
Individually, you say, yeah, I'm still be around, I still can work. But collectively, from a nation standpoint, there's just fewer and fewer. So this is where, obviously, again, coming back from the economy, you know, you need money to run the country. You need to earn money to pay taxes, you know, fees and charges. They got to feed people, yourself and people around you, whether
right.
you're talking about your cleaner or whether you're talking about yourself. So if people are going to be aging and perhaps stopping work, I'm not sure if I need to or I want to stop work now since I'm talking about this. So the group of active, economically active working population will continue to age.
Mm-hmm.
So if that aging active population continue to grow, well, we can't live forever, ma. They will die. So from a standpoint of caring for the elderly population, that matters.
Because another strain or pressure.
Yeah. So fees and income collected from economic transactions, etc., will also shrink
mm-hmm.
over time. You and I, again, will say, it doesn't matter. Lah. But from the policymaker standpoint, they are. We've got all this infrastructure, healthcare, we've got, retirement village, all these things cost money to run. Obviously, say, I got money, ma. I plan ahead, you know, I listen to all these retirement seminars, I've got money. But again, it's just from standpoint from an individual. Collectively, for all, everybody doesn't behave similarly. So demand pattern change, aging population put different stresses on the finance itself, and ultimately from a government revenue source, we can say, we still got plenty of reserve, but even that reserve can continue to be chipped away
exactly.
if the population just grows. So all these things essentially have different implications, whether it is from the economy standpoint of financing, spending, to you and I, demand pattern change. Aging population. You are much younger. You have a different consumption pattern to this ape over here.
So, I'm not that much younger than you. But,
hey, hello. Actually, so all these
about a decade or so. But what do you say then to people who'd say, hey, on a weekend or on a normal weekend, I go to places like the Yishun Interchange or the Haogang Interchange and you see a flood of people. It makes you feel like there's a lot of people in Singapore.
Exactly. This is where you get the, you know, people say, what are you talking to? You know, I'm still working. I see tons of young kids, you know, be it at the park or be it at the shopping mall, yes, like interchange because they need to travel around. But from a bigger, broader economy standpoint, these are perhaps those active ones who are still moving about. But over time, if we were to say, take a snapshot, or let's say the Yishun Interchange, or the Bukit Batok Interchange, or Ang Mo Kio City Centre, and take it, say, over 10 years, or even 20 years, a picture, you know, put a freaking camera over there and keep snacking, you see people with white hair, hair,
okay.
You know, no teeth, on tongkat, wheelchair going around. So moment in time, you may not feel it, but if we were to look it over time, you will certainly see it and feel it too. Again, as I say, you look back at yourself and see how many cousins and brothers do you have, how many aunties and uncles, and how many funerals you have attended over the last year for wakes, etc. I've attended many, you know, etc. as well. So this is when you add them up, that matters.
Right.
Then you start to say, whoa.
Very quickly, Seng Wen, what do you think Singapore can do to address this?
Well, that's a good thing in terms of we're not sitting there and say, okay, well, we all wait and wait to die, like, in that sense, in that from an economic policy standpoint, hence which is why we are facing this balance of, yes, there's a growing. Higher aging population, shrinking labor force. If we don't do nothing, anything, mm-hmm. as I said to my first point, we will go extinct just because death and birth is very clear in terms. You cannot change that. We may live longer, but, you know, if there's just no younger ones around. So this is where, in terms of how you complement it with foreign labor, becomes important. The issue of foreign labor in the economy will not go away anytime. Right. So that will grow. So I suppose this is where, from a policy standpoint, engagement, we have to make people understand that we need people, otherwise you don't have a future. We not make, I say, what talking you? We still have future now, but yes, today, tomorrow, 10 years, 20 years, but if we stretch it even longer, they say that might not be the case. So getting people to understand why we need to find that balance of foreign labor in the economy is very important. Obviously, right. that must conversation must take place against the backdrop infrastructure being there, all the nuts and bolts in the economy being able to support the population so that they're here. In that sense, peace and harmony, in terms of as long as this conversation goes
continues,
and proceeds.
Right. I'm sure we will hear more on this one, but thanks for sharing your thoughts with us, Seng-Wen. Song Seng-Wen, economist, CIMB Private Banking.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.